everyone. You love the music, now be a part of the movement. Press Play is building a home for artists and fans just like you, and now you can help shape it. All you gotta do is go to pressplay.me and grab you some merch and wear it really loud and really proud, and of course, buy it for everybody you know. And know that you're helping musicians and music stay real, independent, and alive. And here's something really special. You can send a personal message to the artist of your choice. If we've done an interview with them, you have an opportunity to write them a note. You can write them a small message, or you can write them a whole letter, and it will go directly to them. Just click the link on any of our interviews, write from the heart, and let your voice be heard. So tune in, rock with us, and press play. Get the gear, send the love. Music lives when the fans do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Press Play Conversations. Once again, I am the Don. We are at this trying to get content out every day. We've got Tina here, CEO of Press Play.
Hello, hello.
We do this thing together. And we've got Jeremy Calloway back for a second time.
Hey, it's great to be here. Doing fantastic, yeah, man.
Make sure you order me something there at Cracker Barrel.
I can do that, yeah. Little turnip greens and some beans. You'll be all right.
Yeah, man. I was about to have you read the menu to me.
Well,
you don't have it. What, you don't know it by heart?
No.
Everybody knew the Cracker Barrel.
I think it was like a year ago. I was at Cracker Barrel, but they have that triangle peg game. You know, they're probably right at the table right now.
They do. They're actually sitting right here beside of me. I can show everybody, so they'll know right there. It is. We can play the game.
We could, yeah, see if you can get to genius level with one peg left.
I'll probably have to use Chat GPT to help me out with that, but we can do it.
What I was going to say was that last time you were here, you had released your song She Ain't Crazy, but we didn't have a video to go with it yet. Well, that has since transpired.
Yes.
And now there's a music video.
Yes, there is.
So, I figured it would be good to play a little bit of the video.
I'd love
because, and then we'll talk about it here. Here it is. So, I'm going to pull up the video and then see if I can share it. And then we will discuss it. It's a beautiful song.
She ain't crazy 'cause she loves him. She's crazy 'cause she's crying. So many chances have been given. She's out of reasons to keep trying. All she wanted was forever. His reckless life has left him blind. Her unwanted freedom taught her lessons. Now she's leaving him behind. And she ain't crazy 'cause she loves him. She's crazy 'cause she's crying. Her heart had her believing she could change him one last time. And now she knows what keeps her broken. She can't waste no more time. And all the memories she was holding have all faded this time.
I think it's what's beautiful about that is it starts with she ain't crazy 'cause she loves him, right? It's such a great line. It's just she's crazy 'cause she's crying. It's the pain of you love someone doesn't mean you're crazy, but the situation is crazy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us the backstory on that, Jeremy.
I think, I don't know your all story. I think all of us have probably at some point in time in our life, maybe not all of us. I know that I have, but we've been in situations where, you know, that weren't healthy, or you've had friends telling you about situations that aren't healthy. And, that's essentially what had happened with this scenario. We came home from church one Sunday and I was standing at the kitchen stove warming up some leftovers, and my wife was on the phone talking to a friend of hers who was just in a bad situation that they needed to get out of. And she came walking in the door and she said, you know, it was so-and-so, and man, I don't know, you know, she just can't get out of this situation. I said, well, she's not crazy because she loves him. She's crazy for crying. And as soon as I said it, I was like, wow, what a hook. And my wife was so gifted. She sat down in the living room and we started talking about talking through the song. And an hour later, we pretty well had the song written down, if an hour, it may not even been an hour. And it was immediately I started hearing the melody in my head. And I think it's just a beautiful song. It's a great story. It has a lot of depth to it. And it definitely is a song that has its audience, you know, and there's people out there that I'm sure have lived that situation. And I hope it speaks to them on a deep level.
I think we've all lived that situation.
Right. And it's the beauty of music is for anything we go through, there's a song for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always said to people, when people feel they're alone, I always say that the music's the one thing that you're not alone, because the artist that wrote it, which is the sad part about AI, is you don't get the human experience. And the whole point of music is the human connection. Mm-hmm. That human went through this thing that you're mm-hmm. going through now. You're not alone. They've been through it already. So yeah. I think it's so important we keep music human.
I agree 100%.
We have to. Because that's,
you have to,
you know,
and that's what happened with this song. My wife just finished talking to the lady, and she basically just took the pain that she was hearing on the phone and sat down, and both of us just put what we were hearing in her voice, the, you know, the pain that she was telling me about and what she had heard in her voice, and just put it down on paper. And, that's the beauty of a song, you know, and, it does let people know that they are not alone. And even in the moments that you are alone or you think that you're alone, there's always a song. There's a song for everything. Yes. And music is a beautiful gift to all of us.
No, it really is. And which it's interesting. You've got a song coming out today. It released today, didn't it?
No, it drops tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, it drops tomorrow.
It's a cover.
Yeah. Sure.
An amazing cover. You did an amazing job with this cover.
Wow. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm going to play a little bit of it.
I'd love for you to.
It's fantastic. Everybody, I'm not going to say the song title. You'll know it as soon as you start hearing it. Do you hear the piano there, Tina?
Mm-hmm. I love piano.
Here we go. Do you know what song this is, Tina, yet?
It sounds like a GB song, but we'll see.
Nope. So you didn't look ahead. You don't know what I'm playing right now.
No, I didn't look ahead. Not
I want you to blurt it out as soon as you know what song this is.
Okay. Wait. Isn't it Will? Okay, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was going to guess by what you played me. Play me a little bit more.
All right. Well, wait till you get to the lyrics. Then it'll really give it away.
Okay.
What?
Down deep in my soul, and I just can't lose.
Guess I'm on my way. I'm going to try to duet Jeremy here.
We're so bad at this, Jeremy. Thank God you're singing.
Down deep in my soul, and I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way.
Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad to stay.
Now, I want to go to my favorite part of this song is the bridge. And I want to go. Oh, leaving on a. Yeah.
No, I'm leaving on that midnight train tomorrow. And I know just where I'm going. I packed up my trouble and I've thrown them all away. Time, little darling, I'm coming home to stay.
That's beautiful.
I'm stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't.
That's what I love is there's things in there that make it completely different than the originals of the versions we've heard. That little piano on there.
Said the voice of an angel there, boys and girls.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you all so much. But the band, Mark Fain produced this. We produced everything that I've been doing the last 2 years, and 7-time Grammy winning musician and so gifted. And when we went into the studio to do this, he brought in Pat Coyle. And if you don't know who Pat Coyle is, he is he plays a lot of B3 and some keyboard for Michael McDonald when he's touring, and a great jazz pianist. And then of course the great John Jorgensen, who needs an introduction? I mean, Desert Rose Band, played with Elton John for many years. He's just so gifted. Brent Rader on drums, Mark Fain on upright bass on this. It's an award-winning, Grammy-winning band. And they came in, and it was just a few minutes. We wanted to put a little bit of a different spin to it, give it our own sound, but not get so far away from it that you lose the integrity of it. And I think they just knocked it out of the park. And I'm so proud of it. And the idea for doing these songs, if I can tell the story, my wife and I, we're coffee drinkers.
Yeah, geez.
And we go, you know, we come in the evening and we'll put on a pot of coffee and maybe light a candle or burn some incense to dim the lights in the house. And that's just how we unplug in the evening. And a lot of times, you know, it'll be, hey, Google Play, you know, and it'll start playing whatever kind of music we're wanting to listen to. But one of our favorite things to do is dancing in the kitchen. And so the whole idea of these songs that we're doing right now was it's called Dancing in the Kitchen. So I'm basically putting a series of songs together that when you come home in the evening and you're cooking dinner or you're having that cup of coffee or that glass of wine or whatever it is that you enjoy doing, you can turn on some music. And that's the inspiration for this music. So we started picking out songs, and more originals will be coming with this, but we're picking a lot of covers, making them our own and creating our own playlist. And I hope that everybody's been enjoying it.
I love that. I mean, tying in Lionel Richie, I'm like, oh, what a feeling to be dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
So give me 5 songs that you dance in the kitchen with to your wife. This should be a song story question. Like, what's a song you dance with your love in the kitchen?
Kitchen.
Wow.
Kitchen dancing.
We love classic music. And so I would say something like, of course, this song right here. We love Frank Sinatra. So, you know, you turn up the summer wind, came blowing in from across the sea. We lingered there. So stuff like that. Tony Bennett,
we need to get you a fedora. Replace that hat with a fedora.
I have one. I wear quite often. Yeah, I have one I wear quite often. So Tony Bennett, and then we'll turn on some Don Williams. We love, you know, classic, that great storytelling country music, or Kenny Rogers. She believes in me. I'll never know. Yeah, just what she sees in me. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So that's the kind of stuff we
decorated my life. I love that song.
Yeah. Of course, next month, I'll have another single that's going to be dropping. It's actually a remake of a Nat King Cole song. So it'll be coming out.
Unforgettable.
No, it's not. It's hell. It's for the way you look at me. Oh, it's for the only one. It's coming. Get this. It's dropping February the 13th. We'll need to get back together and talk about it.
Oh, nice. Good timing.
Yeah. Look at that.
So this is what we're doing. And, you know, I love doing, there's so many artists and everybody's out trying to create a buzz and do everything. And I applaud everybody that's doing what they're doing. But I, you know, I'm a storytelling country / crooning singer. And there's a lot of depth probably to the music that I sing. And I'm just, you know, I'm not looking for, of course you want them. You want the likes, you want the followers, you want all that. But there's a lot of depth to what I do and what I feel like that I bring. And I hope that it's connecting with an audience that loves this stuff as much as I do. And they're getting something out of it. And that's the hope.
There's anything that we need, it's connection, especially in the world that we live in today, which is exactly the reason why we created these cards, the Song Story Game. We sit and we talk to artists all the time about the stories behind the songs, the story behind the songs that they loved when they were growing up. And so we put together a game that you can own now and put it on your coffee table. And there's a few different ways you can play it. You can play it just as a conversation starter. You can play it with couples and besties for points, or you can play it in a team setting. Three different ways you can have a lot of fun talking about music. One of my favorite ways to play it is to actually answer the question, give a little detail, and then play the song. This game could go on for hours. It's entirely up to you, but get yours today at pressplay.me.
What's the song that takes you back to a special moment with your wife? Whether it be the first time you met, the first date, in the car, what's a song that takes you back to that special moment?
I tell you what, I don't know that, I'm trying to think of what the song is right now, and I can't believe that it's escaping me.
That's kind of hard in a Cracker Barrel to think of music.
It is, because everybody's enjoying their biscuits right now.
Biscuits and gravy.
I'll tell you one, you know, an artist who's a good friend of ours that I'd actually sung with a group of guys. We had opened an event for John Berry. And it was one of our first events that we had went to. And she had came with me that night. We were in Alabama. And Your Love Amazes Me. I mean, who hasn't, you know, that's a special song to us.
John Berry's special to me because when the interview was done with him, I will never forget this moment. It was like one of those moments where I had goosebumps, where a legend like him says to us, he goes, "Look, I got to tell you," he goes, this is the best interview I ever did in my career. And I went, I just sat there with my mouth open. And he goes, "I'm not blowing smoke. I've never heard somebody that took as much care and time." And when he said that to me and Grizz was with me, I just sat there and went, he actually said that on recording. Like, I have it forever.
I have it recorded. Well,
I said, he said, this is the best interview I did in my career. And I went, oh my God.
Well, because he said told it, he meant it.
Well, and he told the story of Your Love Amazes Me, that it was actually Tanya Tucker was slated. She had the chance to do the song, Tanya Tucker.
I didn't know that.
She passed on it, and he grabbed it. So whenever she sees him, she'll say, "That could have been my song." She wound up doing it, too, later. But John's was already iconic, right?
Well, his voice is iconic. And, you know, a funny story. How life turns. If you've got just a minute, I'll share a really quick story.
Yeah.
I remember back in the 90s, John was hot. Shenandoah was hot. I was a huge Ricky Van Shelton fan back, you know, back in the day. And I remember going to the Everly Brothers homecoming in Central City, Kentucky. And on the show that day were the Everly Brothers. Don and Phil got up and sang. Shenandoah played. And of course, Ricky Van Shelton got up and just knocked it out. And then here comes John Barry, was hot in the 90s, man, at that time. And of course, he's still just fantastic. But at that time, he came out singing and
you and I'll never. You.
Yeah, he came walking in and opened the show and did it. And I was a young man. I mean, I'm a 90s guy. You know, that's when I was really, you know, well, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I just turned 50 years old. So in the 90s, I was in my early 20s. And he came out and I was dreaming of the day, man, and stand on a big stage. I'd done a lot of music. I'd played, I was at the time, I think, working 5 nights a week at the Executive Inn Lounge. And I would sing 5 nights a week in the Executive Inn Lounge. But I was at that show. John came out, he sung, and I was so taken with his voice. And then you fast forward a few years later, and he and I were sitting together. Myself, my wife, and my son, we had gotten the van with him, his manager, Brian Smith. We all got to get in John's van back this past June when we had done the Sunday Morning Country at the Opry, and rode over to Huck Finn's there in Nashville, and we were going to have lunch together. And I thought, you know, how cool is it that I remember being that guy sitting in that audience and watching them play, and here John and I are sitting here breaking catfish to the road, you know? And getting to share the story, but that was really cool. But John Barry is just one of my all-time favorite vocalists. Great singer. Uh-huh. And the most humble and nicest guy.
One of the best moments we had was I pulled up a video during the interview of, it was somewhere in the Philippines or Asia. Somebody was proposing, an Asian couple. So all the way across around the world, somebody like, the Philippines, was proposing to his wife to Your Love Amazes Me by John Barry.
Isn't that great?
But we're in the video and he hid the ring in the grass and I started saying things like, imagine he couldn't find it. Like, imagine. And John, just to see John's guffaw laugh, like hearty laugh, was just another priceless thing. Like, to make him laugh was worth
That's
it.
That's fantastic. Well, he's he's definitely an ace.
Well, and so are you, man. I mean, your music. Right. You mentioned the Everly Brothers. Now, I know they're famous for their harmonies, but man, I would love to hear you. Maybe you can find somebody to duet it with and do, oh my God, Dream. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were just up the road from where I grew up. I grew up in a little community called McGann Station, which is near Fordsville. Bill Monroe's birthplace is about 15 miles from where I grew up. And then if you drove about 30 miles, you were in Central City, Kentucky, where the Everly Brothers came from. And so we're just steeped in great music there where I'm from, and it had it all around me. And I love the Everly Brothers. Of course, I love ballads. And I bless the day I found you. I mean, I want to stay around you. Wow, great music. And I remember my dad playing the Everly Brothers or getting to listen to them when I was really young. And there was a gentleman that lived in Central City who was actually a minister named Ted Everly, who was their cousin, first cousin. And I was always be so excited, well, bless you, when we'd be over around Ted Everly, because I would get to hear some Everly Brothers stories. So it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't hit the mute button fast enough. I was trying to reach for it.
Hey, at this time of year right now, it'll sneak up on you in a hurry.
I know, right? It's like I'm taking elderberry and zinc so that it doesn't hit me. But Tina, did you have anything before we let Jeremy go?
Actually, the last time we talked to you, you were getting ready to do some like big Christmas stuff, I think. And I'm curious to know whatever happened with all of that. And I know that you've got Christmas music on Spotify. I'm just wondering what happened. Like, did you do an album or something? So fill me in on that.
I did. Okay. It released in Christmas. I had a Christmas EP come out. And I'll tell you the coolest thing, some of my history. Of course, Christmas music, if I could sing Christmas music year around, I would love to do it. I did mm-hmm. get to do a few Christmas shows this year, and it was fantastic getting to do that because I love Christmas music. The gift that I've been given vocally, it really lends itself to that kind of music, and I love being able to do it. I love that time of year. Just the memories and the feelings and the tears of joy and to get to perform that music is fantastic. But I lost my father this past last March, and he was a music lover. And I remember at Christmas time he would turn on some albums that we had gotten. They were called Country Style Christmas, that Time Life magazine or Time Life had put out these records. Ordered them off of TV, and I remember Christmas Eve he would stack up the records, you know, on Christmas Eve, and that music would just be playing in the house, and we'd go to sleep at night, and I can still hear that needle as it would get to the end of the record, and then it would skip to another record. And
yep,
there was two songs, or two of my favorite songs that I put on this Christmas record that came out. One was a remake of Burl Ives' rendition of "Oh Little Town of Bethlehem" that he had put on that was on that record when I was growing up, and it was just magical. And when we recorded that song, we went in. It's a very piano driven. It's very almost prayerful, I guess, the way that mm-hmm. he had performed it, and not to imitate, but I tried to emulate the feeling that he had put into it, and did that song. And when I went into the studio over at Mark Fink Studio, Chess Fink Studios in Lebanon, Tennessee, we went in and did it, and one take. And I've never, I'm not going to say it was the perfect take, necessarily, or perfect vocally, but it was, I have never went into a studio and done a vocal performance on a song and first pass through, walked away from it. And that song, I did do.
And they're
that.
Like, cut, it's perfect.
Well, we actually walked out. It was tears. It was so moving. And
really?
Yeah, it
I
was.
I can see
it
that
was.
With you, though.
Yeah. We went in and did that song. And the other cool thing that happened on that record, we always played Elvis Presley's Christmas record. And a couple of cool, really cool things that had happened when they did the Elvis Presley duets album came out in 2008. I was so honored to get to go in and sing on that record and do some background vocals with Wynonna. And at the time, I was working with Larry Strickland, Naomi Judd's husband, and he had worked for Elvis Presley. So it was really cool to come full circle and be able to go in the studio and put those headphones on and sing with Wynonna. Listening to Elvis and Wynonna singing, you know, trading off verses on a song and sing back up on that. But when I did this Christmas record, I did the song Elvis Presley had cut called If Every Day Was Like Christmas. And I thought, man, it's an Elvis song. How cool would it be to see if Larry would come in and sing on this with me? And so we ended up putting a quartet together. Larry Strickland, who had sung with Elvis, came in, sung with me on the record. But if you guys haven't heard it, I would love for you to check it out. But I got Ben Harris, definitely. Trevor Haley, and Larry Strickland. They came in and we did that, and it just turned out fantastic. And I wish we could have talked about the Christmas record when it came out. I don't guess we were able to. I know it was a very busy time of year, but if you guys haven't heard it, please go check it out. I think you'll love that record. It turned out fantastic.
Hey, it's still cold out. I mean, you can listen to Christmas music now. It's still freezing out.
Listen to it year-round. There's nothing wrong with it.
Preparing for this interview, I've been listening to your Christmas songs.
Yo.
I'm walking around.
I have one queued up right here. I'm going to play a little bit of it. I love this one, too.
Sing Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. I hear a choir
and a glow fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a
All right, everyone. Thank you again for watching. We will be back with another episode again. Thank you, Jeremy Calloway, for being here, and we will have you back. You got it, man. Thank you, and be safe out there, everybody.
See you, Jeremy.